Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ,
party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
To seek out
new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. And international
hail, hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
And the interface is complete.
Y'all already know what time it is. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smell So Modaneka Good. And today is Too Much Music Thursday, people. This is a special day. We are celebrating, people, celebrating. I'm going to get my party music on in just a minute. I got some special shit playing for the day. You know what I'm saying? Down in a major way. So whoever is hitting me up on the goddamn bat line, yeah, it's going to have to motherfucking hold on. You know what I'm saying? So we celebrating 20,000 listeners to the Wrecking the Game radio show. Yeah, I said it. 20,000 listeners. It's going down. Need my porn music queued up in real quick. And that's what we're going to be doing today. I got a lot of music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be playing and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, we're going to get it in. This is official. 20,000 people have reached, over 20,000 people have listened to this show worldwide. This is the third and final goal, you know what I'm saying, the Wrecking the Game radio. You know what I'm saying? We've officially reached it. And now with over 20,000 listening to the show, we've reached 2 years in radio, got over 250 dedicated Blog Talk Radio friends, you know what I'm saying, and countless fans, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's going now real big. So we this is what we do. Who the fuck is calling me on this goddamn bat line? Even when I'm on the show, I can't do links on my phone. Did you say you're running, man? Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah. Okay, and that's the other announcement, people. I'm getting myself into workings to run for the mayor, city of Tampa, but, I got to get my platform, my team, and everything up and running. So that's what I'm working on. And I'll be getting that up shortly. You know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, you know what I'm saying, we're going to do a little something like this. Let me beam up something real quick before we get into music. You know, it's all about the music today, people. It's all about, music. Heavenly Angel is up in the building.
Happy 20,000 listeners day.
20,000. Oh shit, where my applause at? My fucked up. How you doing? God damn it. Motherfucker.
Shit. If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
I mean shit. 20,000. Oh,
where you been, Captain?
Hey, trying to get things, you know, situated. You know, just trying to get things done. But
you're all good.
I want to send some thank yous out real quick. This is a long list real quick. People, I got to get on out the way. This is starting from the top. Where we at? Yeah, thank you to all who make Wrecking the Game Radio, you know, the hottest show on and off the net. Special thanks to Miss Tasha Triple X for being Season 1's co-host, and Cy Knight for stepping up to the challenge and being Season 2's co-host. Very special thanks also to Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. the sidekick for all the hard work and networking. She has done this season. and for hooking me up with the best international co-host on the radio, period. Also, big ups to Goofy Bone and everyone over at Straight Load Records for all the continued support from the beginning, you know, to the present, and Sadie Baby Powder Fresh J for the extreme networking and hard work he has done since meeting him from day one. So for everyone who listens to the show or is listening to Regular Game Radio, a huge thanks and much love goes out to all and everybody, you know. And this is the description of the show, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so come on through and check us out. It's going down. Hola, mami. Ay, ay. Pow, pow, pow. That's Mari Torres. You know what I'm saying?
Come
on. Actually, that was for my own boy. My home boy. I didn't know you was on the line to hear that, goddammit. But, yeah, I was trying to say that. You know, I didn't want to get all sentimental and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, I ain't Indian.
Well, you is Mexican, goddammit. Ay, 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 ay. Pow, pow.
I ain't no motherfucker. Hey, I'm a Navajo, but I'm not an Indian. You know what I mean?
What's up, man? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the 20,000 listener party, man. It's going down real big right here at Record Game Radio. And
we have 20,000 listeners.
20,000, brother. Officially 20,482, but you know I like to keep it even. You know what I'm saying? I like to keep it even.
Congratulations! That's a lot.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures, rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell. So motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yay!
Ah, man, you bitches. So it's going down, people. This is the third official goal. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Mr. Mike, the solution. You know what I'm saying? Representing Polk County. You know what I'm saying? I'm down there in Polk County, shouts out to all the people down there at the churches on Memorial Boulevard. That's over there in Lakeland, L-Town. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's stomping grounds, you know, doing what it do. And we partying up in here, too, you know what I'm saying? I got some new music straight out of Bama, Alabama on the map, you know what I'm saying? Got them up in here. And shouts out to Zeus Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Send me some new tracks. Shouts out to Grimesman. Grimesman sent me his whole album. I have the official album of Mr. Grimes before y'all can even get it or get a chance to listen to it. And so coming up January, that's when we're going to kick off the official featured in the artist Friday. Every Friday, I'm just going to pre-schedule every show out. So y'all already know, you know what I'm saying, what's going to go around. You know, it's going to be a different artist though every, you know, every, you know, week. So going now. We're getting it in, people. We're getting it in. For 2011, we're getting it in. So they're going down. Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. Shout out to you and your 20,000 listeners.
20,000, brother. 20 goddamn thousand fucking listeners. And real quick,
what?
You know,
good people. This is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Fries alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Martin Torres and Mr. Mike doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, I did tell you this is the season 3 official show opener, right?
The what?
Goofy. Yeah, this is
the Trilateral Commission.
This is season 3, people.
You're tuning into the Starship Smelly Fries. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com. The Starship Smelly Fries. Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Motherfucking annihilation.
That's what I'm talking
official,
about. Annihilation.
That is the official show opener for goddamn season motherfucking 3 that's coming up. We is about to wrap up season two, people. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. And, you're going to open up the show with my fucking thing?
You got that right. That's season three.
Oh, no. I got to make you a better one.
Oh, shit.
Don't cap at it. If you're gonna do it, let me go all out and fucking give you an introduction.
Well, then that's going to be for season three. Because y'all here. And if everybody wonder how the fuck did I get to 20,000 listeners, goddammit, I'm going to tell you like this here. You know what I'm saying? Right on now.
20,000 is a okay, time is money, so I never waste it.
And what's the happy birthday, you know what I'm saying? For me, see, I know it.
Watch her all day, never waste it. Take back, try to say that I replaced it. With Mo, the boy get no. I just sold out, now it's time for me to re-up. Can they call Dre, tell I'm ready to meet up. I'm married to the game. I'm lukewarm, but the boy about to heat up. The boot phone fire, can you turn the AC up? Jumped off the porch at the age of 14. I used to nigga down and I said the whole thing. I make money don't make me. I'm next to blow, congratulations.
I'm out. never retreat. And this is why her and the family repeat the same thing on the creep. I'm on.
Let me real street shit in your ear. What you know, post it on the block, no fear. San Jose, my domain, we don't play around. The ring of gunshots popping, my favorite sound. Sharp tank, 408, till town. Grind till I die, I will never bow down. I told you once before, I am a king. These bitches loving my riches, it's so easy. Serving shit to my block, I'm always posted with a Glock. See all your far below me, I'm rising to the top.
Jolly Boo B.I. I'm with my dog DJ Smells So Good. You already know you run the city, boo.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going down real big, man. Let me go bring this phone line back over real quick. I want to ask a couple of questions real quick. You know, once you start doing this radio thing, man, I'm going to tell y'all something. You know, this has been my dream for, you know what I'm saying, for a long time, you know what I'm saying? And we talked about this on the VIM radio show on Mrs. Marty Torres' show, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go out and live dreams, people. You know what I'm saying? People might tell you can't do it, but, you know, sometimes you got to put the middle finger up to them, you know what I'm saying, and do what you do. Do what your mind says is right, you know what I'm saying? And if it's wrong, just fuck it, you know? They didn't make it wrong for you. Ms. Heavenlander, let me ask you something. Since you you know, been a faithful sidekick to this show. What do you enjoy about this show? What do you enjoy about Reckoning Game Radio?
What do I feel about the show?
Yeah, what do you like about it? You know, what do you like, dislike? Give me your critique of the show.
Well, for starters, I love your personality. Second, it's funny. I love the music, the nutty news. And how you touch on different subjects that are going on in the world today.
Important subjects.
Important issues. I can see you running for mayor. Go!
Yeah, I got to get my change up. That's what everybody keep telling me. You got to get your money up. But see, I think my platform is going to be the common man platform. You know, and I'm just going to run without motherfucking money. They show them that it don't take cash to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, to win. It takes goddamn determination and fucking hard work, and that's what I'm bringing to the office. I'm not bringing cash to the goddamn office because cash is already in the office. You got money in the motherfucking office. You just need somebody to come in that bitch and learn how to motherfucking, you know, work the money around, you know what I'm saying, to actually put the shit to good use. So I don't understand what you know, why you got to have, you know what I'm saying, $1 million or whatever it's going to take to get your face all on the damn. I don't want no damn. I ain't even advertising on the fucking TV. I might do a couple of radio show ads, but I'm in the community. I'm going community to community, you know what I'm saying, to see.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be in the community. That's what the mayor's supposed to be doing. You get your ass in the community. You don't sit behind no desk, you know what I'm saying, call shots. You know, that's what we got right now. We got a motherfucking shot call up in there, but she fucking shit up, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. I'm going to pull a five heartbeats move in a minute, you know what I'm saying? Slide ass right on off the piano and play my tune, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear
play
you there.
Tune. That's real.
All things are possible, man.
You go ahead and beam
possible.
Up. I'm a walking, breathing, living definition of that, you know what I'm saying? 3, 2, 1.
It's what it is.
20,000 listeners, that's what it is.
That's what it is. A long time now. Smelly Smell still doing your goddamn thing.
20,000, my brother. Yeah, this is our empty.
What anybody else say, boy? Hey, I salute you.
You know what I'm saying? Soldiers of Fortune Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. This is General Brown up in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big. What's happening, my brother? Welcome to the 20,000 listener show party, brother.
Man, look, bro, I'm looking for some unity, love, and some expansion around here, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Hey, but look, man, that's some real shit, man. We gotta get out here and help these communities, man. That's my whole goal of bringing H-Town down. I wanted to do something where we were doing something for tour the top, but because, you know, there's always something in your way trying to move you out of the way, you feel me? I couldn't do what I really wanted to do. We're going to take it to the radio station with our plan and do a fundraiser for the tour for Pops, but because of their flight situation, they won't be in flight 6 o'clock. So that's going to kill that. We were expecting them to be in about 1 or 2 o'clock, but, you know, it is what it is, and we got to keep it moving. So.
All right. Well, you know, I always got my lot open, you know what I'm saying, I do my own little, you know, I end up doing that a couple of weeks anyway. I do my own little toy for top drive, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just something I like to do for the kids. But it's for the, you know, surrounding kids in my area, you know what I'm saying? You know, they come through and get a little gift or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't about no, you know, if you got or ain't got, you know what I'm saying? You know, just come by and get you something and keep the goddamn moving, you know? That's how you're supposed to do. But, yeah, man, how everything been going, my brother? How everything been going with you?
It's been a little stressful, man, but I love the fight, man. I love to be in the fight. At least I'm in a fight, you know what I'm saying, rather than sitting on my ass doing nothing.
Know that. Okay, and you got H-Town, but they're going to be performing tonight. Where they going to be at?
They're going to be at Studio Inc. right there on Waters and Del Mavery, 3603 West Waters Avenue. And they're going to be singing it. You know, they're 45 minutes on the stage, so that's a show. They got
that's a show.
Knocking Your Heels with Casey and JoJo. So they out promoting, trying to get back in the limelight after one of the guys died.
Now, is Casey and JoJo, y'all got workings with them to bring them through? Or?
Well, they won't be on this one here, but we are working to do another event with KC and JoJo, also thinking about bringing Vaughn down, Silk, and Shy. So those are the next.
Well, Vaughn, you know, Vaughn.
We'll be bringing down.
Yeah, Vaughn, like.
We're doing
like
old school, grown, and sexy affair, you know?
Yeah, so Vaughn been here before. He like coming through, you know what I'm saying? He do a good show every time he comes through.
I want to reach out to the local artists as well, man. When I'm doing shows like that, I like to have some R&B artists from Tampa, you know what I'm saying, surrounding areas. Also, when, you know, we start doing shows as far as when it comes to the rap tip, I want local artists as well, man, because I want our community to support these local artists, because if we could pay for Gucci and all these people to come here, and we got, you know, a strong network of artists in Tampa, why not use those artists and blow them up as well? Because these guys go to a whole nother city, they don't even live here, you feel me? And they go and spend their money in a whole nother town, you know what I'm saying?
They showing the local artists what they need to do. Get y'all asses the fuck out of town and go to somebody else's town. If somebody coming to your town, the motherfucker make your shit hot, then apparently there's some motherfucking slots open in their town, goddammit, to goddamn perform. So do a city exchange, an artist city exchange program. Look, we're going to send 5 of our artists up to your city to perform. You send 5 of yours down here to perform. We got a spot for you.
That's a good idea. That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what we need to be doing. But me personally, you know, I don't never promote to do no shows here in Tampa. I mean, I'm always outside the box. If you want to be successful, you have to get outside this bitch and network with some people that want to hear your music. You know what I'm saying? Not know your music. Motherfuckers around here think they know your music. You know, you need people that want to hear it, don't know the music, you know what I'm saying, and show appreciation for it and give you feedback. You know, you can't go to too many people around here and say, oh, man, how's your new song sound? And they're going to give you some real feedback because they're looking at the ass first, so they're going to give you some old smoking, blow up the smoke shit just to make you feel good, but then they ain't going to give you that, you know what I'm saying, real opinion, because they probably trying to holler at on the slide, you know what I'm saying? And they ain't, you know, we don't need that, you know what I'm saying? We need honest opinions, you know, about the music so we can succeed. And I get that.
Right.
Got to get that.
I feel that.
You know? As a matter of fact, speaking of, what the hell is Johnny Moyer said? Hope everybody let it go. But yeah, that's what's going down today, man. I'm just celebrating, you know what I'm saying? It's too much music Thursday. I'm getting all these good hot jams out the way, you know what I'm saying? And continuing what I do, man. You know, continuing what I do. This weekend, though, I might try to set up something, man, one of these clubs, and do the 20,000 listener party in the club, you know what I'm saying? Just right here, you know what I'm saying? Just to turn people on to the actual radio show, you know what I'm saying? And I feel that, you know, at reaching 20,000, you know, a bitch should motherfucking pay attention now, you know what I'm saying? It's not 500, it's not 1,000, goddammit, it's 20 motherfucking thousand people, you know what I'm saying, tuning in, checking this shit out, so, you know. Regardless of how you might feel about it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's real. This is real. And fucking 94.1, 95, 90, garbage ass 8.7. You know, none of them can't speak that. You know what I'm saying? Not an individual in that whole radio station. You know what I'm saying? Can say they personally, not Orlando, not none of the motherfuckers. Together as a team, yeah, they might collectively. You know what I'm saying? Have that many listeners, but other than that, man, shit. But it's all good. I thank the Lord for it. You know what I'm saying? I thank the Lord every day for waking me up, blessing me with everything that I do, and you know, giving me the ability to be what I do, and do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Be me and do what I do. That's all I try to do. And my little plot for running for mayor and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting that into the workings. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't see me on the ballot for 2011. You're going to see me on the ballot for 2012.
Whoa.
And
that's a big thing.
I guess that's when they say the world coming to an end. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to hire a smell. Dead. It's going down. But it's all good. It's all good. Goddamn, hell freezes. Hell going to freeze over. You fucking right. Because I'm going to be in that bitch heating it up. You know what I'm saying? Warming this motherfucker right back up. And with that being said, let y'all motherfuckers know who I is.
I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that
bitch.
I got good pussy. I'm that bitch. Yeah, make that money. I'm that bitch. I don't take care. I'm that bitch. I'm
I do my thing, standing on the ball, money in the vein, throwing out cash. Yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I ball by the ice in my chain. Stunning in the club, I do my thing, standing on the ball, money in the vein, throwing out cash. Yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I ball by the ice in my chain. I get it, yeah, I get it. Boys run my city, cash from the block, go ball with it. The money in my head, I'ma make it rain with it. This for the boys on the block that get it. Go so hard, can't remember how they did it. Lead the club, hit the streets, go back, get it. Pants sag low from the bank, rolls in it. Price tag hang when the crease still in it. Brand new teeth, same color, my fitted. The boy go hard, yeah, I get it. Chain so bright, they got light bulb in it. And my chain so bright, they got light bulb in it. Get it? Stunning in the club, I do my thing. Standing on the bar, money in the thing, throwing out cash. Yeah, I make it rain, you can tell I ball by the ice in my chain. Stunning in the club, I do my thing. Standing on the ball, money in the chain, throwing out cash. Yeah, I make it rain, you can tell I ball by the ice in my chain. I get it, yeah, I get it, yeah, I get it, yeah, I get it.
I'ma make it rain, throw the cash up high. So much green, change the color of the sky. All about the cake, cause I'm broke if I try. Start taking the money, soon as I ride. Most money, dough team, yeah, we them guys. Smell money on me whenever I walk by. Watch so bright, can't even see the time. Juice so bright, man, my whole neck glow. Inhale the flow, let my body just float. The boy so smooth, he don't walk, he coast. Mind on the money, I'm in it for the dough. Trap, baby, you already know.
Get it, yeah, I get it. Make it rain, you can tell I ball by the ice in my chain.
Sun in the club, me and my dogs. No beef, man, we here for the broth. But I don't wanna talk about shit, girl, fuck some. No time for full play, baby, I pay. Treat like business, hell yeah, I pay. Go night price, girl, I know I got what it takes. I'm a head in the streets, in the bed, I'm a beast. Come escape with a G. And if you wanna leave, just meet me outside, baby, meet me outside. And if you wanna leave, baby, meet me outside. Just meet me outside, meet me outside.
Get it, yeah, I get it.
Give a shout out to our friend, yeah,
I get it. Get it, yeah, I get it. Starting in the club, I do my thing. Standing on the ball, money in the chain. Throwing out cash, yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I fall by the ice of my chain. Get it, yeah, I get it.
And this is, if you want to be successful, you got to network. Man. You know what I mean? All about network, right here, like the game.
Network.
What we do. Network.
Commit a fire phone with this one, nigga. For sure.
Like Egyptian rich, family stressing about anything, I'll fix it real quick.
get hella rich. Main tellers know me as kind of bitch. Tryna get so much money in the bank, they can't count on it. So many people know me in my city for my grindin'. They just don't know I'm getting more play than a sidekick. Got a fire whip and a bad chick. They work like me and you have more money than the average nigga.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect. Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kind. Oh, tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the crazy cock, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake frig herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the crazy cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
Tonight!
All my script club lovers out there, you know what I'm saying? All right, check this out. Got a couple of questions. We got season 3 about to come up, you know what I'm saying? Anybody got any suggestions for the new season? What you want to see coming to the show? Or, you know what I'm saying? Hell, I ain't got too much to take away from the motherfucker, so.
How about some more live interviews?
I got that. I got that coming. It's coming. It's featured in the Art of Friday will be in full effect. Every Friday, you know what I'm saying, for the new season. We'll get that in full effect. Get all the artists lined up. We got enough, you know, artists that want to actually participate and support it now. So that'll actually be taking off on Fridays now. I'll be lining that up. I got enough people I can line up back to back to back. Where is this damn petition? I got a petition I started online, and I'm actually going to send it over in the chat room. I see you done left the chat room. Left the bridge, but it's all good. I'm going to throw it on the bridge. And anybody like to sign a petition, please sign it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to, right now, you know, work on signatures, getting signatures all together and stuff like that, since this seems to be the biggest thing, you know. You know, I'm being the first person to win my nothing but signatures. You know all that? Shit, no money. I don't believe in that. It's not my motivation. You know. Anything for you, MB? You know what I'm saying? You know, what can make this the radio station, you know what I'm saying, more, you know, primo. Make this a primo show. MB? Hello?
Did you beam him back in?
Yeah, probably beam him in. Alright, let's try hard. MB Promotions, you're back in the building. Okay. Alright, what's up,
radio,
people?
Please.
WDGEradio@gmail.com. Send me your suggestions for the upcoming season. You know what I'm saying? You want it, what you want to see added? You know, whatever. Give me your feedback. You know what I'm saying? Send it to WDGEradio@gmail.com. I read the emails out live, you know, on air. And that's what we, you know, whatever you suggest, goddamn it, that's what we're going to do. Believe that. It's, you know, a good suggestion, man. So we're going to add it on, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're going to do. So we'll be live in like 15 minutes or via live stream to do another news of the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it live on livestream.com, you know. And we're going to get it in. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in. So I've been networking with some new people. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Dawan. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing real big. Out there representing for Down South Players. And Ms. Von Shea, Shea Allen, and everybody out there. Official Two Man Army, you know what I'm saying? Young R. Ron. Miss Michelle, shout out to y'all. And it's going down real big, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. But this one little cut I'm going to get into is called Sucker Duckers. You know what I'm saying? I just interviewed them last week. And it was a good show. So if you didn't get to catch that show, listen to the archives. And it was Coolie on the Dawn featuring Legend and Flyboy. And the song was called Sucker Duckers. It's the Glass Lady tribute. Go a little something like this here.
Yeah, this crazy lady from the Beat Fanatic. If you want them official Sucker Duckers, go holler at Debbie and Glass Lady. What's up, Don Juan?
Your big bag, because they're giving out the same action. The Department of Correction bars none. That's right. And I can't stand a nigga. I got a cousin that sells nickel bags. This nigga act like he got pounds in the house. I said, you need to cut that shit out. Just arrogant. So I go to get a sack from him the other day. He gonna tell me, throw the money on the ground, the feds. I said, ain't no fucking feds watching this.
Like, you ain't spoken right now during this show.
These little bitty ass bags.
Fry that shit up, man. Trying to get high up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the ballers. And this is for the shot callers. This is for the thugs. And this is for the thug acts. This is for everyone that want to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, talking, thinking about life as I puff up past, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole damn street for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a good shit in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff a pass and give it back to me. So, pass a blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack, powder, and pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. But you know that my blunt is swollen. And with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood.
In my hood.
And wait for the blunt, cause that shit is
that
good.
Shit, man,
please don't pass it to me if it's show. You know, you can keep that to yourself, and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good. Yeah.
With a fresh roll blunt and blush your eyes, but that's no good time. So you stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off of me and pass the toast. I told you before, so pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
If it's got weed in it, pass it. If it's on your finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's the greenest. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, and we're coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Bibble, and then we out.
Say what you wanna, do what you wanna, choose who you.
but I don't care. I'm still breathing, believing. I'm sure you thought that I would never ever survive. And even after leaving, I realized you want to stress me with your guy. Trying your best to drive me crazy, but you don't faze me. My love has changed. For you and I, there is no maybe. Just go your way. Girl, you can't say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. Choose who you want to do. Use who you want to love.
Bust the wide open. 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 B bitch in my face in the donut. Cause I'm laughing, bitch stop bragging. Threw a bucket at her cause the whole state crabbing. Half fat, you know I gotta grab it. Pussy like vitamins, I gotta have it. Fuck you pay me is a motto. But I fuck daily, plus she swallow. I'm tripping, boy I'm on that good juice. And they ain't talking about little wave room juice. She can't help with the flirt when I'm in the room. With a pocket full of money, hoe, that's who.
Nutty News intro, you know what I'm saying? I like that intro right there, but we need to, you know what I'm saying, spice it up, throw something onto it, you know what I'm saying, to make official Nutty News intro, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's one of the goals of Regular Game Radio, you know what I'm saying? It's all about improvement, people. You got to improve, you know what I'm saying?
Tonight!
Got to improve. Be Miss Heavenly Angel up in the building. All right, people. Nutty News Today is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off the wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. The world. All right, let's get into it. This is long overdue and awaited. Matter of fact, let me broadcast live real quick. Hold on. I'm on live stream. Let me see. Where my camera at? Activate my camera. Where my cams at? I don't see my cams. Activate my shit. Okay, there we go. And we're going to bring you news live via live stream. You know what I'm saying? Come on down real big like that. Celebrating 20,000 shows up here, people. You know what I'm saying? 20,000 listeners, that is. Excuse me. It's going down real big. Let me go ahead and activate it now. All right. And it should be live transitioning. And cue it up. Bam. And we're live. And in person. All right. So, now let me find this link for you all. And what the hell is the link? Scooby Dooby Doo. Oh, where are you? Let me drop this link. Click on this link for me, Ms. Everlane, to make sure you hear some audio. You should hear some audio. Livestream.com. Shit, I forgot what the hell thing. What is the one you call it? Okay. WDGE Radio. I should bring it to it. Let's see. WDGE Radio.
So can anybody sign the petition, or you have to be from Florida?
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. By the petition, that petition is, that's an online petition. That's basically just like a support petition. You know, so I can, you know, basically when I'm going around getting other signatures, you know what I'm saying? I can show, you know, look, I got, you know, 200 people from Washington, you know what I'm saying, already signed, you know what I'm saying, support. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got 200.
So I can sign.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, but it's a support, it's to show that, you know what I'm saying, that the world supports, you know what I'm saying, one local town. I mean, damn sure need the world, boy. Yeah. Ooh, it's a lot of work to do, people. It's a lot of work. A lot of work to get done, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta start somewhere. You know? Hey y'all, did it pop up? That is the channel, but I don't see any. Oh. Never mind. Sorry about those people. I did this before, and this shit sucks.
Righty.
It's that website. It's the goddamn website.
Wow.
That shit locks up. Yeah, I had to shut the whole fucking computer off.
Sounds
one
like we're
website,
going to another
people.
Dimension or something.
One goddamn website did all that. That's fucking crazy.
Oh, that's the internet.
I thought a goddamn computer was going to blow up. Yeah. That. Sorry,
internet's people. Trying to travel in time there, mister. Can't
hey,
handle it. It's overload.
Brief interruption into the nutty news, goddammit. Shit. Matter of fact, I bring you nutty news from Comedy Central. What the hell are you talking about?
How appropriate for today, huh?
Yeah.
Pick up your listeners.
It's all good. Yeah, think of the archives when somebody just inadvertently hears that. I'm like, what the fuck? People, if you got headphones on, I suggest you tell a friend, tell a friend. You might want to watch that because, yeah, that was nerve-wracking right there. I did that before, and you know, I don't know what it is. It does some kind of, I don't know what the hell it does, but it, you know, traps you up in some kind of goddamn vortex or some shit. I'm like, I can't get out. That's crazy. Shut the computer down and,
How about on Tuesdays, instead of having learn a new language, how about talk to me? Tuesdays to talk, days to talk to you or something like that. I had a good one for you. Talk to me Tuesdays.
Talk to me Tuesdays. All right, talking about what?
Well, issues or thoughts or whatever's on their mind. Call in, listeners.
Yeah, right. Where y'all 20,000 listeners at? Goddamn, 20,000 people on the motherfucking line. You know what I mean? 20,000 people on the motherfucking line. I want my shit looking like Mari Torres. So, you know what I mean? Mari got like about fucking 50 to 100 motherfucking people on the line. You know what I mean? They'd be talking over each other and shit, these so many people. Like, goddamn. Party line. It's the party line up in this motherfucker. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. All right, people.
Happy
we're
birthday
back up.
To Mari. Hope she had a nice day.
That was real. That was my birthday music. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday! Pow, pow. Oh.
Cha, cha, cha.
Yeah. And yes, people, that is, you know, she's not Mexican. Mari Torres is Espanol, you know what I'm saying? Hispanico, El Latin America. And, okay, I don't want to open. Only thing I need to open back up is, there we go. Oh, Oh.
I think we've reached heaven now.
Forgot I was on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Forgot I was on the radio. This shit got to make me sign all the way back in, too. Damn, that'll be it. All right. Kick me all the way out, people. Kick me all the way out. Damn. That was tragic. But anyway, another news going to start off. I already seen the headline. I believe it was Florida.
Florida's really been hitting it up here.
Yeah, man, it's been crazy. We got a lot of shit. See what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. You know, I got to run for mayor first, then go on, should go governor on their ass and tear this motherfucker up. You know what I mean? You're fired. All you motherfuckers are fired. Oh. So. Yeah. I'm going my track records. You know what I'm saying? I was spending the first month, you know what I'm saying, firing every goddamn body and hiring everybody. And then the second month, you know, go ahead and work on education and everything else. You know what I mean? Get all that. Build up infrastructure and all that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But shit. First, I got to get you motherfuckers up out of here. Get the fuck up out of here. You're fired. Y'all ass up out of here. Stop fucking bench riding in the goddamn office. Yeah, bench riding in the goddamn offices and shit. Just riding up, taking goddamn free money and shit. What kind of shit is that?
So what happened? You ain't online.
Yeah, I am. I just logged in.
I don't see you in the chat room.
Yeah, no, I had to. See, I got to open the chat room back up.
Still waiting to get my nutty on.
Skate. Oh, sorry, people. It's nutty news, that is.
Can't get my nutty on without you.
Can't not do news without you. That's too crazy, people. We do got another news up. I just want to open up the bridge real quick. There we go. Excuse me, people. That's marijuana. You know what I'm saying?
Was that the smoker's call?
Yeah, you know. Does that to you.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Oh, right. Yeah, baby. Here we go, people. Getting into it. And actually, I lied. Now they're opening up and they don't switch the news on me. Guess who's at the top?
It must be the UK.
It must be goddamn Washington. That's what I'm motherfucking talking about. I almost gave an applause. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to interrupt my poem. Yeah.
Back in the game.
Back in the game. All right, people. This is out of Washington. A crosswalk sign flips off pedestrians.
What?
Hell to the die, man. Hell to the die. Spokeswoman for Washington City postulates packed in snow. Might be responsible for a crosswalk sign flipping pedestrians the bird. Right. Spokeswoman Marlene Feist said City Streets Department workers believe snow packed into the electronic sign appears to be the reason only the middle finger seems upraised when the don't walk hand appears. Hell no, man. Ain't no fucking way, man. Somebody program shit like that, man. No fucking way. Yeah, that's the way you started off, Washington. That's where you started off. You know what I mean?
And that is
right.
In my state. Wow.
Damn.
Man, even got the streetlights flipping people off.
You know what I mean? Go. Got that.
Washington.
See the bird telling you to go. Telling you to go, motherfucker. She get birds and shit. That means go. Man. All
that
right.
That is
people.
Crazy. Was there a picture of it?
No, nah, they ain't got. Shit.
Oh, they didn't take a picture of
it. Yeah, they ain't got a picture. Well, let me see.
That is hilarious.
Let's go into it. And they got a picture of it. I'll share the link, people. This is from UPI.com, 100 years of journalistic excellence. And, Nah, they don't have. Yeah. Oh, yeah, y'all ain't gonna fucking show a picture. You wanna see a picture? Damn, I wanna see a picture. Alright, anyways, over here in Texas, shout out to Teddy Baby Powder Press Jay. Hold it down. Make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, sign up. It's going down, man. Y'all go to my link, www.wbge.webs.com. Shout out to everybody signed up over there. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. And, you know, Teddy Baby Powder Press Jay, everybody signing up. You know what I mean? Thank y'all. Appreciate you. Spoke, you know what I'm saying? I spoke you. Spoke me. That's what we do. And prankster sentenced to 5 years in prison for a hoax call. Yeah, damn right. Oh, you mother, we can make a prank call. I'm supposed to. A former PrankNet member has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a hoax call that resulted in significant damage to a McDonald's in Texas. James Tyler Markle, 20, received a stiff sentence during a sentencing hearing before Judge Barry Bryan in Angelina County District Court. Markle will be soon transported from the county jail to the Texas State Penitentiary at Huntsville, the state's oldest lockup, and home to its death chamber.
Damn. Oh, wow.
That is too crazy. People, let me bring some people up in this mood of Nick.
Timmy!
760, Mr. Sayonai is in the building, people. He is in the building.
Okay,
what happened, man? Welcome to the 20,000 listener party, people. This is 20,000 shows. We up here to celebrate, you know what I'm saying, 20,000 listeners to the Record of Game Radio Show. Oh, well, you too. You know what I'm saying? I'm bad people. You know what I'm saying? People be tripping. You know what I'm saying? Timmy playing with my shit. You know what I'm saying? Hitting my buttons. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
I got
down. The gravy, baby.
Oh, watch it. Watch it. Get a little thick in here, you know, man. Yes. Hey, 760, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
What's cracking, Smelly Prize, man? We calling in to wish you congratulations on your 20,000 mark. Man, we loving it. It's amazing.
Hey.
It's the solution and Marty.
Hey, DJ,
this is
no
Mr. Mike,
good.
The solution, people. Mrs. Marty. Hey, pow, pow. Torres, you know what I'm saying? Well, hey, happy birthday too, live. You know what I'm saying? So I'm talking to you on my show.
Thank you so much. And by the way, I am Puerto Rican.
Now, what the hell is them pow pows, man?
Because he always tells
you know, that's
like Mexican.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know what the Puerto Ricans do then?
Yeah, what's up, buddy? What is it, Boricua?
Yo, what sound y'all make? I need.
Thank you,
wow,
Papi.
Wepa.
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 What's that?
What
that mean?
It don't mean nothing. It's like, hey. You know, like black people
hey.
Like, hey.
Well, wait a minute. What the hell does what the Mexicans say? What did you say? What are they?
Well, they say arriba, arriba, arriba.
What that mean?
Up.
Yeah.
Arriba,
oh,
arriba.
When they siestas, you know what I'm saying? When they siesta,
up.
You know. They pull the guns out. Ay, 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 pow, pow. You know what I'm saying? Then make the noise.
Oh, that, I don't know what he's talking about.
Golly.
He said
yeah.
Pow, pow,
ay,
pow. Did I get it?
Hey, Smelly, what was the name of
Three Amigos?
Them Mexicans might just going to end up in jail if they're pulling out some illegal firearms because you know we don't get no break like that. This America.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? What? Yeah. I seen that on Three Amigos. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess, you know. You know what I'm saying? I thought that's how all Mexicans get it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't know. It's all good. But thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it very much. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you something, because y'all have been listening to the show. You know what I'm saying? A good little bit. What you like about the show?
I like that it's off the cuff. I like the sound bites you have. I like the fact that you're going to say whatever the hell you want. I like the fact that you're an educated brother and you're giving it to the people raw. that are listening. So that's what I like about it.
I like that DJ Smells So Good is fearless. He does what he wants to do. He recognizes the importance of this platform, and you have fun. And I know that you're having fun when you're doing your show, so that's my favorite part.
Oh, and the fact that you smoke weed.
Hey, brother, I don't smoke weed.
I'm
smoking cake, too.
All right.
I'm smoking 2K or whatever the fuck that fake. Yeah, I'm lying like
that. Nothing wrong with cannabis.
Ain't no fake on this show. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. All real. All the time. Uncut, uncensored. Everything. Shit.
Somebody coughing now.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody coughing. Sound like cyanide.
Hey, just a second, I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Yeah, that's all y'all prank callers out there. You know what I'm saying? Prank call.
See, that's what I never know what you're going to say, Smelly. I never know what's going to come out. Like the man said, I stick my thing in some mashed potatoes. I looked at Marty, I was just like, I was stuck.
Avon calling.
Oh, you know. It's all good, man. This is what we do here. You know what I'm saying? This is off the cut. Off the brain, you know what I'm saying? And we do it, you know what I'm saying? Side nine.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
Yeah?
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
That won't ever happen. I'm never desperate for a beer.
Oh, well.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
So we smoking in there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? We smoked up Vegas bathroom. Shout out to the Wild Wild West Hotel. You know what I'm saying? Mexican in the black, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. We in a goddamn tub smoking motherfucking Las Vegas weed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Good times. Good times, people. Good times. Anyway.
That sounded a little funny there.
Right. Oh.
Smoking in the tub together?
Sorry.
Hey, Smiley, you want to have a good laugh?
Always.
Oh, you want to guess what the temperature is at the moment over here?
Oh, man, you already know. I'm falling on the ground. You know what I mean? What, -3?
It's 14 degrees Celsius at the moment.
Ooh, God.
So what is that Fahrenheit?
Bam!
I already calculated that back to Fahrenheit. It's -10 Celsius.
That's 14 degrees in our language, people. God. Damn.
Your blood is thin now.
That's an awesome fucking story.
Yeah,
that's not an awesome fucking story, especially not when you have to drive your car to work back and front and back, because all the are driving slowly as fuck.
Oh.
I was passing cars all day, and I was driving that fast that no car was able to keep up with me, except for one. I was looking in the mirror. Who's
Yay!
That? That's a coworker. Okay.
Oh, and they ride. Y'all ride. So is it snowing?
Yeah, it snowed all day, man. I woke up, it was snowing, and I went home, it was snowing. It just stopped. We had like one day.
Oh, sorry. What?
No. Like 10 inches of snow in one day.
10 inches, that's a good number.
I knew you was going to say something.
I like that number.
I knew you was going to say something. Anytime some inches came into the...
Come on, man.
Trying to get my nutty on here, man. Nutty, 10 inches nutty.
Oh, man.
10 inches and
yeah, baby.
Yeah, well, with her, you know what I'm saying? With her,
give it to me, baby.
Now, they received 10 inches, people, in the Netherlands. That's real. But that is out. Thank y'all, everybody, for being on the line, because y'all are tuned to the Nutty News live. You know what I'm saying? Delayed and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all be in the chat room. And I be done said something, and I be done laughed. And then that shit, y'all get it like 4 or 5 seconds later. I'm like, damn, y'all just laughing? I've been done said the joke. You know what I'm saying? Shit, LOLs all late and shit. You know what I'm saying? But fuck it. I appreciate them. Over here in England, company makes panties for a 600-pound woman.
Ooh.
Or women, that is.
Why would a 600-pound woman need to wear panties? She needs to wear a muumuu.
Don't
on that fanny, baby.
Throw the goddamn sheet over your head. Why don't you get your ass out? Yeah. Put a sheet on, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. You know? Fucking, you don't even need clothes no more. Just put a fucking sheet on. No, goddamn it. British company known for making the world's largest panties announced the new super size range for women with waistlines up to 105 inches.
I don't
even, that just sounds big. I don't even know how, you know. That
it's bigger than 10 inches. A lot bigger than 10 inches.
Got your 105 inches right here, baby. they begin selling size XXXXXXXXL. Underwear catering to women weighing up to 490 pounds and expanded the range to, man, I ain't finna say all the motherfucking X's. Y'all big asses shouldn't be up to all them goddamn X's.
And the woman should remember that size when she asks for it next time. What's your size?
You know
well,
saying?
If X,
I'm a 16 extra large and shit. God damn. And that's for women weighing up to 630 pounds. Dang. That don't make no sense, boy. But hey, that's just like the restaurant that's catered to fat people over 500 pounds. They got the restaurant, you know what I'm saying? I guess they going to do a hand-in-hand commercial, you know what I'm saying? Get together. I don't know. This is what happens after you eat our burger. And then they got a, you know, 105-inch pair of panties and shit, you know what I'm saying? Come across the goddamn screen with a woman running happily with a burger and some 105-inch panties and shit. Real slow motion.
Does that come with
too.
Cheese?
And she running slow motion with this big-ass quadruple bypass burger in her motherfucking hand and shit. Oh, it's
like
lovely.
That restaurant. What was that restaurant?
That's what I'm saying. I'm doing a commercial for both of them. See, I'm combining.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Got you now.
The two commercials.
Yeah, this yeah.
Is,
got you now.
I need to get that out of my mind real quick. That is a nasty
They should get a sponsor for the 105-inch bandy. I would recommend McDonald's.
Hell yeah. Big damn soup and fill you up. You know what I'm saying? With a lot of bullets, yeah.
This 105-inch bandy is brought to you by McDonald's.
105-inch bandy. God damn. New Jersey. Police dog is killed and thrown into traffic by a robbery suspect.
What?
Dang, I know they beat the shit out of his ass. A police canine dog was killed after being thrown into traffic by a robbery suspect he had chased down. Skyler Robinson, 20, was taken into custody after an overnight hunt, and a second suspect, 19-year-old Evan Scotese, was taken into custody at his home. Robinson is facing charges of inflicting harm on a law enforcement animal and cruelty to animals.
Damn.
I know the damn police beat the shit out of his ass, though, because that's, you know what I'm saying, like shooting a fellow officer.
You there, Smelly? Am I on?
Yeah, you on.
My
y'all always be on. Y'all right.
Man, they still whooping his ass. They whooping his ass right now as you reach.
I'm telling you. I know
they
beat
whooping
his
ass. They packing people in right now. Oh, your shift over? Hey, the next shift, 7:03, 3 p.m. Bring your ass
they
in and let's
special,
resume his ass
they
whooping.
They got a special sale.
We need more people. Bring some donuts.
Timmy!
Hey. Yeah, Mr. Goofy.
They're gonna police brutality training on his ass. Oh yeah.
Oh, they
train.
Hey, is that the solution?
Yeah.
That is. Mr. Mike.
Hey, they devising new techniques to whoop ass on his ass.
If there's a solution, Mike, the solution will have your solution.
What's up, Goofy?
What's poppin',
Goofy? Goofy, man, I'm just chilling with Smelly Prize, man. He got 20,000, man. He doing it big.
Nope.
Shit, y'all don't want me to come out of that.
Fucking hate
shit. If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
How we do it?
Hey, congratulations, Smelly, man. I'm proud for you, brother.
I appreciate it, bro. Thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know,
I have a question.
Yay!
My question is this. Upon hearing the man saying that he wants to stick his member in smashed potato, it makes me wonder, when guys hear that, when y'all hear that, does that sound sexy to y'all? Does that sound like something y'all want to do? Do you really want to stick your penis in smashed potato?
Hold on, I got your answer, Miss Maddie.
Yeah, baby.
It sounds too warm to be true. I'll tell you that for the episode.
And I got another answer for you. Actually, we play that sample because it's Heavenly Angel's favorite.
Yeah. And that happens to be my sample because I found that.
You know, yeah, some hot mashed potatoes. You know what I'm saying, too? Just like the real thing. You know what I'm saying?
Stiff mashed potatoes or soft?
Well, I hope they hot mashed potatoes, not cold ones.
Yeah, you definitely don't want it to be cold mashed potatoes.
Oh, no. Man.
Monty, happy birthday, darling.
Thank you, Goofy.
That's real.
I gave you a shout out on my show last night.
I don't know
if you heard that, but you know, I gave you a shout out, and I gave whoever else's birthday was a shout out. But yeah, happy
it's
birthday,
a good
darling.
Day to die.
Oh.
Right.
Hey.
Man, put your laser beams away.
Hey, man, listen, I'd like to make my first official, what they call it when you get in the office? What's your first official act or whatever? What they call it?
Are you really running for a motherfucking mayor, or what are you running for?
Yeah, for mayor, goddamn.
Is this serious?
Yeah.
Why not?
This is my first ad. Check it out.
What's less like this? I could use a smoke.
Hey, cut that out.
And more like this. I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day.
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
I'll be looking for your vote when I get in the office.
Man, Smelly, is this serious? Because people are calling me and saying, hey, is Smelly really running for office? And I don't know.
Yeah.
Is this serious?
Yeah, man.
It is a good day to die.
So you're selling out like Rick Ross, the rapper, sold out. He went from a cop to being in trouble.
Oh.
So you're being from...
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
You know what I'm saying?
What you calling him, a traitor, Goofy Bones?
Weed is just like politics.
No,
it's like,
Smelly, you belong in the industry that we're in. If you start going into politicians, man, you're going to be all up in suits.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
He can be in the politicians down to the street level. Come on now.
That's the first thing he'll change. No.
Yeah,
more
right.
Smell.
Then next thing you know, we're going to see Smelly in a wig like George Washington.
Hey, brother.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
And he get a lot more work done.
I just don't want to lose my friend to some bullshit politician. Man, because once you become a politician, Smelly, you go join the white force. You gonna forget about your Mexican buddy. I'm gonna tell you that every damn show. You
Smelly,
gonna be there with a fake wig like George Washington.
Oh,
you gonna be up in there trying to
stop him like a schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a
sound
gay.
Sound like a gay.
Smelly is gonna change the clothing etiquette from a three-piece suit to a Bob Marley T-shirt.
Goddamn right. You know what I'm saying? Coming in the motherfucking all hoop, my
hey,
motherfucking jeans
Smelly,
on,
I
cut up jeans
for everything,
every
brother.
Day.
You know what I mean? This is the way we gonna run this shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the mayor position
ever give a,
is about community involvement. That is what the mayor position is about. If you don't see your motherfucking mayor in your community, something is goddamn wrong. You ain't gonna cuss his motherfucking ass out. Tell him to step their motherfucking game up. They charge the community.
I always see the mayor.
That's what the mayor's for. You know what I'm saying? And
I
that's
always
what
hit
I
up
do.
Our mayor of San Jose. I always hit him up and ask him, where do you stand on the gang involvement issues? Because
he's
of me,
gang himself, baby.
You know what? Because of me, I think they took away the gang task force in San Jose. I think so because I hit the mayor up and I told him, you guys are spending $1.7 million a year on gang task force, and what are they? What are they really accomplishing? And I made that man think. Shout out to Chuck Reed, the San Jose mayor, but I made that man think. And then the next week, they took away the gang task force off the the city council, the budget cuts.
Power of one.
I'm telling you,
Power
I saw,
one.
Him,
you know
I saw him at Starbucks, and he was there with his little security, and I just hit him up. And I go, hey, you know, Chuck Reed, you know, I voted for you. You know, I appreciate what, you know, you're bringing the recyclables, you know. They're trying to make San Jose the green city, you know, recyclable this, recyclable that. So I told him, why don't you recycle your money that you spend on stuff that's not going to get solved and put it into the community, like bring back the Boys and Girls Clubs, bring back, you know, all those other, you know, after-school rec programs and stuff like that. And I made him really think. And I seriously think
that alone can help with games.
That's Boys and Girls Club is a organization set up for the youth, like an after school program.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but they done discontinued. Down and downhill, you know, we got problems.
Yeah, they ended it over here. When I grew up, there was a Boys and Girls Club on the east side, and that was everybody went there, you know. And it was all peaceful, no problems whatsoever. But then they decided to shut it down one year, and that really messed up a lot of youth. And I'm gonna be honest with you: if you have kids at the Boys and Girls Club hanging out, doing, you know, enjoying
positive
themselves,
activities, you know what I'm saying? You got,
you know, they're not
gonna
be out
football,
on the street shooting
that.
People.
Yeah.
But if you take away, that what we called an interception, because it was taken away from, you know, people from the street, so. If you take that away, it's going to bring more kids to the street. So
exactly.
I told the mayor that. And you know what? I seriously think because of me, they took away the gang task force.
Right.
I wouldn't doubt it.
The power
I did my research because, you know, I'm a gang member myself, people. But, you know, I'm an intelligent, highly intelligent gang member. So, therefore, I know my do's and don'ts. And I do also throw it out there saying gang people are normal people like you and me.
Well, damn it, y'all be shooting at people. You be shooting at people goofing.
I'm saying.
I don't shoot at people
body,
that
brother.
Deserve to be shot at. I don't shoot
you
at granny.
Sound soft on us like some
throwing up
good
gang
boy
signs.
Bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Intelligent gang member gets out.
See, gang
right.
members, you know what? Gang members, they're intelligent. But unfortunately, due to the fact of this poverty that we live in, you know, well, of course, we have to go to that lifestyle. But if it doesn't have to go that way, if, you know, we all put our heads
Show
together and say, hey, stop it.
Get
stop
down,
it at where
down,
it starts.
Down.
You got to stop it at where it starts. And it starts when you're youth.
That's what happens.
What happens if the gang members get together? You quote from Shakespeare or read some Hamlet or what?
Like, what do you mean?
That's my point. Most gang members don't go to the shooting
Damn,
you got me.
You talking about me?
Gang members, man.
A bunch of cannons over there.
The gang.
Anyways, enough of me chippering. Shout out to Smelly for his 2 to 20,000 listeners.
Goddamn right, man. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Let me read this over again. So I got all y'all on the line. This applies to y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is a thank you. And what my goddamn? Hold on. Let me put my old sentimental music on and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Put some sentimental music on. Oh yeah, you already know. Oh, see, there we go. All right, everybody hear that? Yeah, there we go. Let me just move it on out like that.
Ooh.
Shelly K in the background, people, as I read this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is a thank you to all whom Wrecking the Game Radio, you know what I'm saying, we make Wrecking the Game Radio the hottest show on and off the internet. Special thanks to Ms. Tasha Triple X for being season one's co-host, and Side Night from the Netherlands for stepping up to the challenge and being season two's co-host. Very special thanks also to Heavenly Angel for all the hard work and networking she has done this season, and for hooking me up with the best international co-host on the radio, period. And big up to Goofy Bone and everyone over at Straight Load Records for all the continued support from the beginning to the present. And Steady Baby Powder Fresh J for the extreme hard networking and hard work he has done since meeting him from day one. And for everyone who listens or has listened to Reckoning Game Radio, a huge thanks and much love goes out to all. Bam.
Damn, man, you make me want to cry,
baby. You know what I'm saying? I wrote that
you really
in the description of the show. You know what I'm saying? And there you go, people. Much love. And thank you, Mari Torres. You know what I'm saying? You know, Mr. Mike Solution for hooking up with y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the
DMI Radio in the house.
Everything. You know what I'm saying? That y'all do, man. And the real family bond that, you know what I'm saying, you bring together. And everybody who went to motherfucking Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? You know, extreme thank you. You know what I'm saying? For getting a little Florida boy out the box. You know what I'm saying? And, have a great ass time in the motherfucking desert, man. In the middle of fucking nowhere.
I'll tell you, Smelly, yeah, that Vegas trip, that was off the chain, brother. And I didn't think you were going to come because I was only there by myself. Nobody wanted to hang out with me. Fuck.
Nobody tell us.
Man.
That's Vegas.
That's crazy. Well, we couldn't go anywhere, but damn it. Y'all should have called. Y'all was that close. That's crazy. Y'all know we ain't got no car with no brakes.
You know, this is the first deal. That we met each other, you know what I'm saying? This is,
man, I don't care, Smelly.
So Smelly, no. Look what I'm thinking, right? So I'm putting together this group called the Worldwide One that's going to include all of the radio networks that want to get involved with this campaign, but we're doing some other stuff too. And I was thinking of putting together a convention for all the new media radio shows.
That's a good idea.
If it would be anybody that would put that together, it would be the great Marty Torres. Shout out to VMI Radio, because Marty Torres and the solution gets things done. Underline that word, done.
Thank you very much, but I can't do it by myself, so I need all y'all's help that have online
radio
shows.
I would tell you that when we did the show on that Friday, it was I'd Be the Wise One's birthday. So it was already crazy that weekend. And we went to, what hotel was we in?
That was Mandalay Bay. No. Yeah, Mandalay Bay at the Starbucks.
And
we
Starbucks.
Did a show
inside.
Live. Inside Starbucks. And everybody's walking around looking at us like, we had a crowd, people.
It was crazy. We had like, what, 3 laptops set up, everybody on the Wi-Fi doing shows from.
I think it was
had like
4,
three,
but.
Yeah, 4. I think like 4. 4 different shows going on at one time. It was wild, man. We had so
good
many
time.
People on everybody's different shows, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, together as one show, you know what I'm saying? We all talk about one dang, we talking about our adventure. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy.
Because this is the first time we ever met, any of us.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Awesome.
So it's like,
I want to see.
Oh, it's all over the world.
It's all over.
All over the world.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah,
we definitely
fact, but I got videos. If you go to my website and go to the videos, I got like three videos. Well, and most of that, yeah, one of them was from the room, and that was featuring Sweet D Love, Miss Tasha Triple X. She came all the way from Australia. Miss Sweet D Love came from New York. We had Kay, the Kay and Kareem show. She was right there in Las Vegas. She lived there, and there was me and Goofy. That was in the room. That's the room scene. That's when we was, you know, wilding out in the room for a little minute. You know what I'm saying? Ow! Shout out to the motherfucking
Wild West.
Yeah. Damn.
Dollar beer and dollar hot dogs.
That is fucking spectacular, man. So it was spectacular.
Hey, smell.
You know, I thank God for Blog Talk Radio every day because we would have never met. We would have never met The Solution and the beautiful Monty Kurz.
Yeah.
We would have never met Heavenly Angels,
and, you know,
Cyanide.
And pound for pound, through all of the bullshit, you know what I'm saying, I still got to give it up to Blog Talk Radio. There you go. You know,
and we also did a moment of silence for the police dog that was on duty and lost his life.
Whoa, that's some delay.
you know, Boone is a
right.
Police dog.
I'm sure he done been somebody unprovoked.
Yeah, you know, I know goddamn well. You know,
police dog, man.
I'm sorry. There you go.
The only policeman I'll cry for is Lieutenant Frank Drebin of Police Squad. That's the only cop I would ever cry for.
Hey, this is for the dog.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get killed on your day off.
Ah, man, that's bad, man. Let me give a shout out to the dog, my bad. Oh.
You know,
he's already dead. You don't have to shoot him.
Yeah.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Oh. We gonna rep for police. Yeah, no form or fashion. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn if it was a police squirrel. Shit. That motherfucker, what?
Police squirrel.
Yeah, we've officially deputized Squirrel James, as a new deputy. Man, what the hell is it? But, man, let me give y'all a couple more while we up on here, man. New York, I'm skipping that. Fuck bed bugs. Any of y'all ever experienced bed bugs?
Yeah, what is that? I got some bed hoes, but I never had no bed bugs.
Right.
Black people don't believe in bed bugs.
What the fuck is
change
that's called
mattress.
A dirty mattress.
Do
just wash your goddamn ass. That's what it's called. And clean your goddamn ass out.
Just check your mattress every week.
Melly.
What is,
those little things, it's not even about being clean. That's like a very microscopic organism that comes off like with like ain't on like, you know, little flakes of skin you really can't even see. Like that's some stuff. I remember one time our vacuum got broke. And I went to the repair shop, and dude was like, well, I can fix y'all vacuum for $30, or I can give you this that'll pick up all the things that you don't see for like $100. I said, man, I don't even care about the shit I can't see. Just give me this for $30. Man, I ain't worrying about that. So that's the kind of stuff that bed bugs is, the stuff you can't see.
But wait a minute, I got a question. Now these bed bugs, they supposed to be biting you and shit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they're really teeny.
You really can't. Yeah, you probably can't even. You can't even feel them doing what they're doing. That's like some stuff here. That's some serious stuff. That's when you know you're clean. That's hypoallergenic.
Hypoallergenic.
Don't ask me to spell it because I just heard it on TV and I like to say it.
Well, I'll spell it. Hypogenic.
Hypogenic. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Hypogenic. Yeah. Check this out. Over here in California, man, you know what I'm saying, in Goofy Bone Land, if no one claims the money, it's yours.
What money?
Just kidding.
It's my money.
Yeah.
Rex
Baker.
I'm claiming
it right now. A 56-year-old Texas native who served in Vietnam has been riding a streak of bad luck. The former window glazer has been out of work several years, homeless at times, and very sick. He found almost $1,000 and turned it in to the MTA driver who said it was his if no one claimed it. After 30 days, the supervisor told him that the MTA has a standing policy of not giving the money back to the finder in such cases, even when it's not claimed.
So what did they do with it?
They kept it shit. Dumbass people, let me tell y'all motherfuckers something, man. If you find something in the motherfucking street, that's yours. That's yours. Oh, man, that's yours. Unless
man,
you got them dogs.
Money comes and goes. It's their fault for losing it. If they cared about it so damn much,
so
you wouldn't have found it.
Thank you. $1,000. You don't just find. Come on, people. But
just like somebody's ex-girlfriend. You know, she out there on the streets. If I have to happen to pick it up, it happens to be mine, right?
It is.
Why is everyone laughing at me? Is that a bad analogy?
I got to give one to the dude, though.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Well, he got to be a stupid motherfucker to turn some goddamn money in.
Who turns in money? I would love to see that person.
That?
Oh,
who
I know who turns
that,
in money.
Really?
Russell Crowe turns in money.
He has enough money?
No. Did you see American Gangster? Remember he turned in that $1 million?
What? No.
I ain't never heard that.
Oh, you guys never seen American Gangster?
Oh, yeah.
You
talking about the movie.
Yeah,
I'm talking about movies. That's reality. That really happened.
Yeah, I'm talking about reality. Shit, look, didn't turn in some damn. Man.
No, that really happened. That he found that money in a trunk and he turned it in. That really happened.
You know what's
okay.
funny about
but
that?
Russell Crowe is an actor,
with the
right?
Police on the, that caused a problem with his own people on the police force. They said because they couldn't trust the fact that he was too damn honest. It's just a level of honesty, damn it, that police don't need to really surpass.
That is weird. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know if I found money, I'd be like, hey, Marty Torres, you're a very educational woman. Show me what to do with this. And she would just be like, oh, well, we're going to do this, and we're going
to
do that, and we're going
to
do this.
You know how to work. And I would show you exactly what to do with it. And I'll turn that million into a billion.
Infinity.
That's why I thank God for Marty Torres. Because, I mean, I know I'm educated, but I'm not that educated. A woman like that, she could just go places and just tell people what to do, when to do it, and how to do it.
And
that's
let me just tell
you,
something, Goofy Bone, and I love you too. And let me just tell you something that anybody.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
I don't have a degree, but I taught myself everything that I know and I keep learning so everybody could do it. And it's a matter of knowing what you don't know, Goofy Bone, and being smart enough to do that. Like the things that I don't know, I got people that do know.
Like Shuey, we need somebody to tell us about gang banging and gang living and the gang life. We got you.
There it is.
Well, I'm here, and I'm
there
here to support, and that's it. Plain and simple.
There it is. I like it.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Smelly, you need to get the... You are one ugly motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, that's season 3 coming up, man. New sound bites, new everything. We've got some shit coming up for season 3, PB.
Hey, I got season 3. When does season 3 start?
Yeah.
When do you need that intro?
That's February. February is the official season three. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we in Christmas time. What the fuck?
Well, hey, man, I got to drum it up, goddammit. Shit. Drum it up. Got to drum it up. Yeah, it's about 4 or 5 months out, but I'm just saying, you know. Yeah, it feel like it's definitely.
I'll tell you one thing. Season two for my show has not been very good. I haven't been dedicated like I was in the first season. But shout out to all the listeners because, I mean, I got nothing but listeners.
Up and down, but hey,
well,
man, you know.
Well,
one thing,
I
got, you got to say big up to Ball Talk
back.
For is the archives. That's a beautiful
what
thing.
What was that,
buddy,
Tony?
I was saying that you need to get your mojo back. So you need to stay dedicated because even if it's just one person that's supporting you and listening to you, then you got to give them all your love.
Yeah, don't take Miss Marty Torres is shit. I'm the only person on Blog Talk Radio that sends out $100 gift cards for the fans. You show me someone else on Blog Talk Radio that does that shit.
I don't know. Hey, I want a $100 gift card. How I get that? What I got to listen to? What I got to do? Who I got to call? What?
Well, listen, if you want that for real, when we interview somebody, you have to ask them a question. And at the end of the day, the guy, whoever I'm interviewing, or the person I'm interviewing, they pick a number. And whatever number that is, that's how you win.
Okay, well, when is it happening again?
Let's see. I'm not interviewing till probably the 20th, the Christmas week.
Okay, well, hey, that's Christmas, so hey, I'm gonna be there.
Okay, so tune in to the from the 13th to the 17th, and I'm gonna tell you all who I'm gonna interview, and have a nice question for them, Marty, because there's sometimes people ask, what's your favorite food? I don't want to know that.
1 minute, people. 1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute.
A minute left.
Oh, sorry.
That's
no,
down,
they don't ask
down.
That
is a fish. They
don't ask
that
dumb little question. But it's all good.
This will wrap it up for Too Much Music Thursday presents the 20,000 listener party. Over 20,000 listeners have enjoyed the Wrecking the Game radio show. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank each and every one who continues to listen on live and in the archives, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what's a very big part of this show, you know what I'm saying? Once again, thank you to the Blog Talk Radio Network staff, all y'all motherfuckers who, you know, work in the background to keep this old rust bucket motherfucking running, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Pride. And that's what we do, you know what I'm saying? Live each and every day, Monday through Friday, and we can be up in this B-I-E-I-E-I-E. You know what I'm saying? 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Outside the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying? All the Mudanek guys around the world. And Miss Heavenly Angel, Goofy Bone, Marty Torres, the solution, Mr. Mike. And y'all already know we up out of here. Much love. I got to go smoke some more, and that's real. I will see y'all somewhere over the rainbow.
Much love. Happy 20th.
I'm back.
Are you back? God damn it, we gone. What the hell?
Had a phone call.
Here's
my own
motherfucking shout out. This right here. You're going to come on the goddamn end of the show.
Thinking there's no way out, huh?
The goddamn show is over, man. Yeah.
Hey, I was waiting for 5 minutes.
But thank
you. Give a shout out to the East. Pray for peace. Will it ever be? Epidemic, raw disease. They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing news in every street. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see. Can't imagine what I dream the next day. USA Today, every job will come, but the war here to stay. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, set back at bay. We betting on the next fight at the Mandalay. Can you imagine the stand and wait? Open up to be victim after a massive wave. We trying hard to break for victims of child molestation. Hoping they could be found and place them back home. A place many people won't go. So this ain't hope. Pushing for the day they can all go. Somewhere
Damn it, y'all still here? What the hell?
The I'm hell going on?
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Oh, what y'all doing?
You still there?
Oh, groovy, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's still on the after hours.
Can you
VIP
dig
hour.
It? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yeah. We're live on the VIP hour. This is the after-hour show. You know what I'm saying? It's going down live right here. 20,000 listeners, people. We still up in this B-I-E-I-N.
Hello, Eateries.
DJ smells so good.
And still super-duper heavyweight champions of the universe.
Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
One time for Miss Monty Thuddy. Happy birthday.
Vamos a Tepa, tierra soñada, donde la vida es un primor, donde me espera mi chapeteada, la única dueña de mi amor. Es tan bonita mi chaparrita, que cuando va al templo a rezar...
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Yeah. I had to talk to the Spanish dude because I didn't know what the hell he was just saying. You know what I'm saying? Mars,
hey, I got my friend here, Rush, from the Rush Project. He wants to congratulate you on your 20,000 listeners.
Up in the Rush. What a Rush Project, Adam.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah. Got a Rush Project. Mr. Babylon up in there. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Still stomping up, you know what I'm saying? The grown man style. You know, we doing it real big, man. Celebrating 20,000. You know what I'm saying?
I see there. Told you I was a pig.
Oh. Boy, you
thousands.
Know, I know.
Congratulations, man.
It's going down real big, man. You know, putting in hard work, you know what I'm saying? Still pumping y'all independent artists to the rooftop. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is, man. And, you know, without me, and it ain't going to be no you. And without you, it ain't going to be no me. Without Miss Heaven Angel, you know what I'm saying? Listening to all this good music. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Hey, man. Yeah, let me get some little funky little background music. Let me get some funky background music. In fact, this is a funky background music, you know what I'm saying? While we're sitting here conversating on the VIP house, celebrating 20,000 listeners, people, you know what I'm saying? To the Wrecking the Game radio show. And just been a much love for the whole 2 hour celebration. Just hanging out, you know what I'm saying, until they kick us the fuck up out of here on the VIP hour, and that's how this rolls. And we'll be coming up next. We do have Goofy Bone. At the Straight Low Record, you know what I'm saying? We'll be holding it down to 186-point deuce for Thursday. What the hell? Thursday working. Oh, okay. I guess that's what it is. Thursday working. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, how everything been going? How the music going, Mr. Russell?
Been going good, man.
What's up? You got some projects coming up? What you got going on?
And we got this video that we just did for No Surprise, man, that we're about to put this big push behind here in the next couple weeks. So I got to come back on your show for that big big worldwide premiere.
Yeah.
And that 20,000 people
and
see what's
what
going down.
What's the song called?
And I'm just been getting my band tight, man. We got a show on January 22nd at the Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Seattle.
Oh, well, shit. I will... not be there, but good luck on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But if I could, you know what I'm saying? If, you know, never know, man. I travel everywhere that I can get to.
Downtown Seattle,
you know
people.
Telling you. Y'all fuck around and see smells of good straight up in goddamn Seattle. You know what I'm saying? Bam. Bust up in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Can you smoke in the club?
Yes, sir.
Can you smoke in the club?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll be there, man. I'm telling people, if y'all don't send me no invite, you can't smoke in your club at your events. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's for the kids. You know, of course, I don't smoke around the kids, but anywhere else, you know what I'm saying? If I want to buy you know?
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases, he feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Agreed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? Come through, give me the shout out and everything, you know what I'm saying? Ride with the show, you know what I'm saying? And Feature Indie Artist Fridays is going to be back in full force January 1st, you know what I'm saying? At the top of the new year, man. We'll start 2011 off with a bang. So make sure you get all your bios and MP3s in. And, you know, and get ready for the interviews and stuff, because we're going to be on the pop.
I'm sending you all that.
Yeah, we're going to do the thing right. That's any artist out there, any independent artist, no commercial motherfuckers. Y'all sign,
yeah.
Stay the fuck out my motherfucking way. Send your info to wdgeradio@gmail.com. Independent artists only. You know what I'm saying? Poets, spoken word. Y'all know what I'm saying? Anything indie. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't indie, it offends me. That's my motto.
I like that.
Yeah, that's my motto. I need to put that on a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? If
yeah.
It ain't indie, it offends me. It's going down.
Copyrighted here on the Smelly Show.
Yeah, right here. Oh, yeah, all my shit copyrighted. I don't be worried about what I say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yep.
Copyrighted as soon as I say it. Shit. Who's going down? Y'all steal it if you want to. Don't believe the headline, because the head is lying. Now, if I ever hear anybody use that, you know what I'm saying? I see that on T-shirt, coming at your fucking ass. I need my royalties. You know what I'm saying? I need my royalties. But check this out, man. You know, I'm running for mayor of Tampa, Florida, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm putting my bid in. I'm trying to get my name on the ballot. And if everybody vote for me, you know what I'm saying, for all who show me support and sign my petitions, I'm giving out a special prize for you. You know what I'm saying? Check it out.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. Board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I'm in a babe who smokes unfiltered. Lucky. What?
The Smoker's Crew. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boom.
It's my friend.
That's real. And I also throw in a Christmas package.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the
shake
juice
them
in
up.
The bottle and...
Shake them up.
Ow. Shake them up. Shake them up. Like I got a jury along with every time
juice.
I play.
Shake them up.
That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together. Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
You know what I'm saying? Mike, can't you just picture that? You know, motherfucker standing there on the commercial ship, big-ass afro with a cool cigarette in his mouth and shit. You know what I'm saying? Thunderbird, some motherfucking grapefruit juice, shaking the shit up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Some motherfucking... 10-inch platforms on and shit, you know what I'm saying? Some bell bottoms on, bam, shake them up. You know, got the girl
that
over there next to him. Yeah, you know, she's shaking the grapefruit juice all in an old seductive way and shit, you know what I'm saying? You got to shake them up. Oh, shake them, baby. You know, the camera it focuses on the titties, you know what I'm saying? And then it's back onto the grapefruit juice. It's back onto the titties, then it's back onto the grapefruit juice. This is to shake them up, you know what I'm sorry, let me get out of that world. And I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that, people, you know.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Just want to let y'all know, you know. Man, that's just, you know, crazy idea. I got to get into making some commercials, too, man. We got to get some commercials rolling for our shows, you know what I'm saying? To advertise, you know, the radio shows, you know, to bring them to the Internet. You know what I'm saying? Right now. Bright House Network down here got a channel called 340. You know what I'm saying? You get your, you get whatever. They'll air whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, put a little commercial together, you know what I'm saying, throw it on the hey, you know, whatever, whatever. Listen to Wrecking the Game Radio on Raw Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, and then shoot them. Well, really, I'm shooting them to my goddamn my web page, you know what I'm saying, and then y'all can click on there, and then from there, it'll, you know, jump you back to the show. You know, you gotta get the hits to your website. You know what I'm saying? People, you gotta get some hits to your shit. You need that. So that's what I'm working on. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's a good look. They do that for free. I don't know if they do that in, you know, where y'all might be at, but down here, you know what I'm saying? They got one channel, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an infomercial channel. And then, you know, the community can just throw all whatever they got, community events and all that kind of shit. Plus, we got public access, though. Y'all got,
yeah,
y'all
got
public access? Okay, so where people come make their own little shows and shit?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm actually certified in that shit, too. So I'm working my time because I can go back on the public access and actually do the show, you know what I'm saying, live over public access.
That'd be
something crazy. Yeah, that'd be something crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? Bringing Wrecking the Game Radio to public access. You know what I'm saying? Live. We on TV, bitches. Yeah. Well, y'all can't see me, but I'm just saying. Couple people.
I like
it. Yeah. That's a good idea, though. You can do that for your own local area. You know what I'm saying? Go down to public access, sign up for the classes. It was free at first when I went. All the classes I took was free. Which is crazy because they got a college right across the street, and the college for the same type of course charged $400.
Wow!
For the same exact shit that you can go across the street and as you know funded by the you know by the city, you know what I'm saying? You can learn all the same shit for free.
Wow.
I mean everything, all the way down to one learning the big professional. Trucks that you see at the football games and all that with them big ass cameras and all that. Man, no, I get on all that shit. I get on all that shit. Pan, zoom, tilt, all I get on all that shit. Run the truck, drive all that shit. But all that was learned from, well, you had to pay for a couple of them. The truck learning, you had to pay for them because they, you know, gas balls. And then they actually took you out on sites and shit. But just to get. Everything you need to know to produce a television show, you can learn that for free. I learned all that for free. It just cost me my time.
Yeah.
And I went every day and finished for like, shit, what, about a month? I think it took about a month, you know what I'm saying? Knocking it out, but you can go it on your own pace. You know what I'm saying? At your own pace, and shit, I went ahead and free. Certified. Certified studio production, but you need the certifications, you know, to go through there just to be able to use the facility. And the facility is free to produce your own shows, you know what I'm saying? It's just your time. You got to go in there, schedule it, and then you can, you know what I'm saying? Everything is about your time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things out there is actually free. It's just about your time. You just got to make time for it, you know?
Yeah.
And you got to find a use for it. You know,
yeah,
when
that's
I was
true.
First, when I was first on it, when I first went through, I kind of gave up on it because I was like, I really wasn't interested in doing, you know, just a sit down TV program. You know what I'm saying? While I'm just sitting there, at the time it didn't register, you know, to be interested in doing something like that. But then I'm sitting here doing the same exact thing. You know what I'm saying? Really, without a view and all this. You know what I'm saying? So. It's just complimentary too, you know. Bring it to the you know so called big screen.
Yeah.
And, boom. You know. Then you can add in guests and all that kind of good shit. You know what I'm saying? And you can get a visual effect. At least on Fridays, I might have to do that. That might be what I do.
Brandon at his finest.
Yeah. Cause see, I like it in there on Friday. Then you bring them down. I can bring them down to the TV studio. And then while we're doing the show, you know what I'm saying, live on air, boom, you know, at least for the, you know, Tampa resident. But then, hook that up, have your laptop in there, and then you stream it live, like over live stream or something like that.
Yeah, you stream it live.
You got three different audiences, you know what I'm saying? You got the world seeing the local, you know what I'm saying? And then the local seeing the world, and then everybody communicating. That's a lot of some crazy shit.
Yeah, they got Justin TV do live streams, too, for free.
Oh, yeah, Justin TV is he done stepped his game up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He, from back in the day, I always watched the football games and shit because he's the only one that had, you know what I'm saying, good streaming football games. Everybody
yeah,
else kept freezing up.
Yeah,
and then now, it's like, man, I seen one of his sites was up for sale for, oh, man, I don't know how many millions. A couple of $1 million just for the Justin.TV name. I'm like, God.
Wow.
Man, that is fucking crazy.
That is.
That is
where
crazy.
He came from and how he was able to produce his brand
to
be as big as it is today.
Yeah. We'll have to do that, though. Might have to bring his ass on. Well, he ain't really related to music, but shit. Still, he's good in the industry to somebody to network with, you know what I'm saying? I'm about networking with people.
Yeah, most definitely.
And with him, he got money. So, hey, you need to network with you know what I'm saying? If you want to put it into a website or, you know what I'm saying? Hey, put it into a radio, you know what I'm saying? A radio station or something. And then bring all of these online radio show hosts, you know what I'm saying, onto that radio station. And there you go. And find you an actual, but see that, you have to kind of be like XM or something like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because your local FM station only got 100-mile range. You know what I'm saying? That's been that in a circumference, in a whole circle, it only covers 100 miles. Once you drive 100 miles, you know, I don't give a damn how good your antenna is, you're going to lose that goddamn station. And
so
that
relay station?
Yeah, because then you go into another
station, another tower,
another frequency. Yeah, you jump into another tower. So it's in tri counties. That's why they always say, you know what I'm saying, live.
What we have in the Netherlands is we have multiple stations relaying each station. So every FM station is you can receive that in every part of the country.
Oh, they sign. Yeah, simulcast. Yeah.
No. Just they relay the signal to different poles over the country, so every pole is broadcasting the same radio system and the same radio stations.
Hmm. But I thought that was only online that you could do that.
Yeah, that sounds like simulcasting.
Yeah.
Damn.
That works. That's different.
That tells you how slow our ass is in the goddamn America. You see the type of shit that's going on. You know what I'm saying? We talking about online. They got the whole goddamn city linked up like that. Why the fuck we ain't got that shit?
Well, you got a very open radio system, so you got some multiple radio shows that we don't have. Radio shows talking about the paranormal, we don't have that. And your radio system is flooded with it.
Oh, okay, like freedom of speech radio, yeah. Well, motherfuckers do get on that, as long as you don't curse, and you can pretty much say what you want now. You can get your...
you can curse on radio. You can say fuck if you want.
We got
FCC
regulated, so, yeah. The Federal Communications... What the hell is it? Federal...
I forgot.
What the fuck is FCC? I forgot what the hell it is.
It's bullshit. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's bullshit is what it is. So how the hell you gonna motherfucking regulate some goddamn air? How the fuck you regulating air? And what moves through? What waves move through the air? That's some crazy shit. That's some crazy shit. Cause all it takes is to get you spend like $200, and you can get you a little antenna and a little receiver, and you can be broadcasting to your neighborhood.
The Federal Educational Communication. That's what it stands for.
Is the who?
Federal Education Communication.
FEC.
No, election communication.
It's
FEC. FEC, not FEC.
The FEC is the Federal Election Communication.
No, that's FEC.
I'm talking about the CC, FCC.
FCC?
Yeah, FCC is the one that regulates the airwaves for all the FM radio stations, FM and AM. They tell you what content can and can't go on.
Federal Communications Commission.
Commission,
yeah,
there you
commission.
Go, commission. There you go. So, yeah, they commissioned to, you know, basically they just been appointed to control the airwaves. You know what I'm saying? They ain't no motherfucking real position or real job. You know, somebody seen the problem that motherfuckers can communicate by air, you know what I'm saying, by just simply putting up a motherfucking antenna and telling people to tune into this frequency. You know what I'm saying? Which is, that's the danger of just like the internet because of this power right here. You know what I'm saying? So you got to imagine me being able to go and just buy an antenna, sit up on my property, and then just broad and just, you know, find me one little notch. Because there's so many, you know, so much dead air on the FM. And wherever you find dead air, that's a station.
Yeah.
You can use that. You can, as long as you need, as long as you find dead air, if it's point whatever the hell, that's your damn sign that you can jump right on there and start telling people to listen, and you can build up your damn radio station. Now, of course, the FCC regulates that, so somehow they got some shit that, you know, I don't know how the hell they do it. They track signals and shit, you know what I'm saying, and it scans for signals, and that's how they find all the pirate radio stations. That's what they call a pirate, you know, pirate radio station. But, yeah. I mean, hell, that's how our radio station started, though. That's so crazy, because that's how our radio station started. The white dudes down here, Power Pig, what they call Power Pig back in the day, talking about we playing 10,000 hits, you know what I'm saying, nonstop, commercial-free. And them motherfuckers did it. I mean, they didn't play one goddamn song. I don't know what they did. It looked like a jukebox run. And they did this shit for damn near like 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? They were just running it back to back to back, but they was out in the middle of the ocean on a goddamn yacht or something, broadcasting the signal like that. So technically they out in the water, so there ain't no goddamn
regulation.
You can't fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? They're on the water. Ain't nobody. The water is the water. Ain't nobody regulating the water. So that's how they were getting away with it. But they couldn't come on land. You know what I'm saying? And set up shop. So they did that shit for like 2 weeks, but they did they built up an audience so quick because they were playing they were playing music nobody heard. They were playing all kinds of shit, just everything.
Hey, commercial, Smiley,
not one commercial, no talk.
You can do some
sponsors.
Huh? You can do some funny prank calls if you own a FM transmitter. By the way, friends of mine used to do that. They would pretend that they were a radio show, and they would call somebody from the neighborhood. A price question, you can win a car, answer this and that question, and people wouldn't believe it. Oh, am I really on the radio? Yeah, turn on the radio on this and that frequency, and you will be able to hear. Oh, okay, let me check. Oh, yeah, really, you're on. can I win a car? Yeah, that's true.
What is the call?
No. They didn't have a car. They just made that person
think they actually want
a car.
The device. What is it called?
An FM transmitter.
FM transmitter.
It has it depends on the wattage that you get, but it's not a 100 mile range. It's only like 5 or 10. But you can do some fun stuff with it, man. It's incredible.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. An FM transmitter. It's something, but it's portable, small, and you can like sit anywhere. You know what I'm saying? And you got that mile range. Shit, 10 miles. That's a big ass audience. That's a couple of thousand people within 10 miles. You know what I'm saying? That's a couple of thousand people.
Really?
You know what I'm
saying? That's you got even
more. The neighborhood. Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. That'll be some good YouTube footage.
But
that'll
I guess
shit, for real, to just sit there and you know what I'm saying, videotape, man, we live out here. This is how we're going to show y'all how to get it. But see, you can get away with it, but you got to time it. You can't do it every day at 12 to 2.
Yeah.
That ain't going to work. If you're talking about ever doing your own little, you know what I mean, underground type shit, that's one thing I do know. When they scan it, that's how they do it. They just scan it for people, you know what I'm saying, who got that constant signal. So you have to, you know, do the jump around and shit. You know what I'm saying? Keep that same call, but that's how they was doing it. They was telling people like, you know, say just tune in to us. You know what I'm saying? And people was always checking. So you got people checking for you 24 hours. That shit's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then.
Yeah,
you hear the music, and you just might pop that bitch on, and they jamming, out for like an hour, 2-3 hours. You know what I'm saying? And then they, boom, cut the signal. You know what I'm saying? They won't do it again till tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, like 6 in the morning, something like that. And they jamming, you know what I'm saying, but they building up an audience.
Wow.
And that's how they were getting away with it. They're building up an audience. Oh, man. But that's you just got to see the power of that, man. Be able to reach into people's households, you know what I'm saying, and give them instruction. Yeah, man, they don't want that shit. Hell no, motherfuckers don't want that shit, man. You can do a lot of things with the power of radio. You know, you can do a lot of things with the power of radio. Believe that.
That's true.
Especially when people sitting at the house, you know what I'm saying, might be on a holiday or something, and I advertise, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know. You know, in the first 200 people come down here right now, you know what I'm saying, get a free gift room. But I'm right there in your household, so you got a targeted area. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know exactly who the fuck you're reaching. You ain't worrying about, you know, Sarasota coming down or a whole other county and shit coming down, because you know only within 10 miles all the way around me, but that's in a 360-degree circle.
Yep,
10 miles all the way around me, everybody in their household can hear me.
Yeah, that's pretty live. Damn.
Let me see how much FM transmitter costs.
I'm sure you
guys
can put,
put a donation together, people. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
help the transmitter fund. You know what I'm saying? And until you see our FM transmitter goes 150 feet. No,
there are small transmitters that you can use to in your car to transmit like your MP3 player over a FM signal.
Well,
but you need
something
more powerful.
I got that right now. I was wowing people with that shit, and I had.
Yeah, you lose a little bit of quality though. You lose a little bit of quality. It's not ideal.
For real, because it's enough to reach my my property where I do my little hustle in that. I got a corner lot. You know what I'm saying? It's a corner. It's the whole entire corner. So it'll reach the whole corner. You know what I'm saying? At least 400 feet. You know, I'm good. You know? So when people pull up, you know what I'm saying? I'll be playing the music. They'll be like, well, let me hear the CD or something. You know, they want to hear a CD or something. So I'm like, well, turn your music to, and I tell them to turn it to a popular station. You know, 95.7. And then I'll turn that shit on and turn the transmitter on, and it'll drown that shit out.
Yep. We used that when we was like 18, 20, and we couldn't smoke inside, so we came together on a parking lot with several cars and stuff, and we used the FM transmitter to transmit music over the FM, so everybody could tune into the same station and have the same music playing.
Man, the power, people, there's some technology out there that, you know what I'm saying, we just sleeping on, you know, It's more built for freedom of speech, which is why it's not advertised. You know what I'm saying? Which is why we all see, you know what I'm saying, that no, nothing on TV, you know what I'm saying, is geared towards your freedom of speech or your freedom of expression, you know what I'm saying, or basically your freedom, period. You know, everything that you see on television is a mental lockdown. From alcohol commercials, sex commercials, you know what I'm saying, fucking Viagra commercials and all that shit. All that shit is harmful to your motherfucking health and your progress.
Fucking Viagra commercials?
Yeah, man, we got all kind of goddamn... keep your
hands
up.
Got them during the NFL games.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got a thousand...
Football Sunday.
Yeah, a thousand... Oh, yeah, Football Sunday. Then you got, you know, all your beer commercials, all your best beers. You know what I'm saying? To go get liquored up.
Get your legal drugs.
Viagra.
That's crazy, man. Let me see. This is a low power transmitter. You know, see, people don't give prices. I'd be like wanting prices. You know what I'm saying?
Check out eBay. Check out eBay.
What? Oh, yeah.
Check out eBay.
Craigslist probably got some damn transmitter. Let me see. eBay. eBay.com.
Yeah, you'll find it on eBay.
Look
here, gentlemen, I gotta get ready to go. I'm gonna pass it back to Heavenly Angel.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mr. Rush, you know what I'm saying, for hanging out with us on the VIP hour. You know what I'm saying, celebrating 20,000 listening. You the 20,001.
Hey.
yeah.
Now we roll, man.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. I'm pumping your music, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you're in rotation, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Thank you, sir. And I'll be back at you here in a couple of days, next show, next hour.
Yeah. Yeah, hit me up with, actually, we're going to end this and go over to Goofy's on land and keep things pumped up over there, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I do want to find me a damn transmitter. See, they got these small. They ain't got the real...
Yeah, maybe we're not using the right words. Let me see if I can find it. Let's type behind it 100 watts.
FM
100 watts FM stereo transmitter. Extremely small size. Holy shit. It's like...
You got one?
$900.
That's not bad at all.
100 FM, 100 watt stereo FM transmitter. Let me post a link in here.
100 watt.
Oh, damn. I'm not in the chat room anymore. Let's hope it's still open.
Let me see. Moto pocket inverter. 100 watt pocket inverter with FM transmitter.
Okay, I could do Facebook, yeah.
Is that it? What is that? 100 watt pocket inverter. Wow, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I got one from Singapore and another one from Canada, I believe. Yeah, Canada. 100 watt FM stereo transmitter, extremely small size.
This is PCS Electronics. We got this.
Okay, and that's the category got a surge in: electronics, radio, CB, ham, and shortwave ham radio transmitters.
€13,000.
What the hell? I'm looking at the $970 transmitter.
Well, I'm looking at a 5,000 watt.
5,000 watt.
I'm looking at the real deal. God damn, what a little small.
Well, if you know somebody that is handy with electronics, you can make this yourself for much less.
Well, that's what they're saying. It says make your own transmitter. You can make put together a serious high power FM transmitter. Kits, they got kits. 25 watt transmitter with
one kilowatt AM broadcast.
Control.
Oh, if you want to go distance, you should get the 500 watt or 1 kilowatt AM broadcast transmitter. Jesus Christ! Let me see what. Ah, damn! It doesn't have a link.
Damn.
Low cost.
This is just showing you the power. That's all we doing. We just showing you the power of the shit that's out there. And it's definitely fucking out there. Wow.
Yeah, and in my country it's illegal. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, well, it's
not
illegal
to have, but it's illegal to use.
I mean, now see if I don't know, because see, you can't. Down here, you got to buy a signal. You got to buy, you know what I'm saying, your little radio call, whatever the fuck, to get your little radio call sign. If not, they call it pirate radio, you know what I'm saying? So, but to broadcast...
Yeah, but you can get a license for other frequencies, but not the FM frequencies where radio is broadcast on. You can get your amateur license for, I don't know what's the English term for that, for radio technique stuff. But you won't be allowed to broadcast in the FM because those frequencies, over in the Netherlands, the radio stations have to buy those. And if you go and disturb that signal of theirs, even if you don't, you use a free frequency, they come and find you and give you a fine and take all your equipment. And you see the prices of the equipment, you don't want to lose that stuff. So look into the law before that you do this.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now. I'm at Radio Licensing Services. Start to finishing. FCC licensing, yeah. Save money on licensing. How much are you money? That's what people need to do. Just put the damn prices right up in the goddamn front. You gotta go through all this shit. Put a cut on your website, people. You want people want to know two things: what you got, goddamn it, and how much. Cause all you need to be putting up all this shit. I gotta go through, man. It's crazy. New modified licenses. Alright, well, I don't know. I'm gonna have to look this shit up. But I'm gonna go over to Goofy Bones.
Alright.
I'm out of here, people.
Bye bye.
I'll
take
it over to 186 Point Deuce Land. And thank you, everybody, once again, for coming through the show and hanging out, doing the VIP hour, the 20,000 listener party. It's going down.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
And it's been done. Peace out,
people. I can dig
much
it, baby.
Yeah. Miss Heaven Lady, you coming over to Goofy Bone Land?
What was that?
You coming over to Goofy Bone Land?
Yeah, I am. I will be.
Oh, well.
Soon.
Well, let's get it on.
You're talking about California, right?
Yep. San Jose,
yep.
People.
Yep.
San Jose. All right, people. Well, I'm out the door officially. One time in Regular Game Radio. See y'all tomorrow. Freak the fuck out Friday. What's going on?
Much love.
Right here.
Right there, Paul.
Peace.